All right, so some actionable spots here and a handful of day games to be able to tackle. And yesterday, it better late than never, we got an over 9 to cash in our Marlins and Nationals game today. A 105 first pitch between Max Meyer and Andrew Alvarez. Again, a spot here, too, where you've got the Nationals as one of the best over teams in all of Major League Baseball. The Marlins and actually Max Meyer starts have been quite competitive. So we'll kind of see where the numbers go in a little bit later on today, if there is some actionable spots there for the total. No feel just yet on where we are for sides. I think this one, as it stands right now, feels a bit more like an underplay. But again, a total of 8, 8.5. Shop around for your best total number there. Right now, seeing some 8.5 still plentiful around the market. So we'd lean to the under right now, even though a boatload of the money is on the over 8 in that matinee special. It was the Detroit Tigers again pasting the Tampa Bay Rays yesterday, a shutout victory for the Motor City Kitties. Today, a little bit of a different matchup here as it's Troy Melton against Nick Martinez. Again, on the total side, I think you're going to look at a couple of items here. Tampa has been usually good in a bounce back spot here at home. They've been one of the best home teams at covering the line, but that's a pretty subdued run total there at 7.5. Probably a stay away for me as far as that goes. We'll see if any money kind of changes a little bit of where that market dynamic is at the moment, but a stay away right now between the Tigers and the Rays. White Sox and Twins. Great job by Minnesota yesterday, being able to win 6-4. Today it's Eric Fetty against Taj Bradley in a 1:40 Eastern time series finale. Bradley had started strong this year, and then it's kind of fallen by the wayside a little bit. So we'll see if he can get some consistency back. No feel on the total, although it elevated at 8.5 there at Target Field. Moneyline side, I would say that I see a lot on the Twins right around $1.45, $1.55. To me, again, nothing that's been really convincing about this matchup. And with the inconsistency of both Fetty and Taj Bradley, probably a stay away at least initially, and we'll see if anything changes moving forward. Series finale out in the Pacific Northwest, the New York Mets and the Seattle Mariners, Freddie Peralta, George Kirby. On paper, it should be an underplay. Should. And I think that's the way to go. Under 7.5, looking at some of the numbers right now, and this is always kind of fun to see, you have a total that has gone down to 7s in some markets, yet 90% of the money and 90% of the bets on the over. Classic Pro versus Joe setup right there. And with the way that those pitchers have gone here as of late, I think the under 7.5 could be a great spot for you in a matinee special between the Mets and the Mariners. A couple of night games upcoming. We get Christopher Sanchez back on the hill against the Padres, and the top odds choice, or at least the shortest odds choice in the National League Cy Young race, just ahead of Jacob Mizorowski. Always a great spot to look at. Walker Buehler has actually pitched really, really well in the last couple of outings. I would look towards the Phillies, although you don't want to have to lay that 220 on the money line. To me, it would be more of taking a shot on some value here. At some point, the scoreless streak ends. At some point, Christopher Sanchez has to have a dud. It feels like it's been a month and a half before, and it honestly has been, since he's really been touched up. I could see if you wanted to take a shot on the Padres on the run line at +1.5 at -$1.25. Wouldn't be mad at you if you wanted to see if we can finally get some regression here from one of the best going right now on the National League side and Christopher Sanchez. But again, I think that's probably the only spot there. No real feel on the total one way or another. Do have a feel on the total in this Baltimore and Boston matchup. The over 8.5 is an official play for me at -$1.29. Baltimore is 16-10-1 to the over as a road team here in 2026. And in the last two starts for Peyton Tolley, who will pitch for the Boston Red Sox tonight, 12 or more runs combined scored in those two starts. And so I do think we get some offense later on tonight there at Fenway Park. Two guys that have had some inconsistency in their own right, but we'll follow the trends the way they've been. And as I said, Baltimore, one of the better teams to the over when they are on the road. I was a little bit of a shocker last night. Cam Schlittler took the ball against the New York Yankees. It did not transpire the way you thought. One of the great comments from Tom Hamilton, Hall of Fame voice of the Cleveland Guardians on the radio side, Jazz Chisholm reached base. He's hitting 239. And he said, Jazz Chisholm got on the Jimmy Fallon show. Tough to do when you're hitting 239. That was hysterical, by the way. Well done, Tom. I think this is a unique spot too. And you get two really, really good arms going at each other. Gavin Williams and Garrett Cole will go head to head from the Bronx tonight. I do think there is some value, even though it is an elevated price on the Guardians catching a run and a half at minus $1.60. I do think that they have a chance yet again to kind of do a little shock and awe here. Total does feel low, but you can understand why with these two pitchers on the mound. So I understand why there's some money on the over 7.5. That would be a stay away spot for me. Just kind of, you know, roll with taking a run and a half, even at an elevated price, $1.55 at circa. But I honestly feel that might be some value there for the Guardians as they were able to get game one in their series opener yesterday. Next on the docket here for us, the Kansas City Royals and the Cincinnati Reds. It will be Chase Burns. If you were with us earlier, Jonathan Von Tobel talking about a nice value future on Burns, upwards of 20-1 in the National League Cy Young race. 7:10 first pitch from Great American Ballpark tonight. Really would like to see not only the Reds, but you might even want to get a little aggressive here. It is $1.55, $1.47 at circa on the money line, but I would look towards maybe an alternate run line on Cincinnati. And we like to do that at a minus one with home teams. It just knowing if they are ahead after eight, you're only potentially getting just eight at bats instead of nine as the road team. So I would say Cincinnati money line is fine. But if you want to take an alternate run line minus one, I think you can get aggressive with Chase Burns on the mound for the Reds tonight. Toronto and Atlanta. Boy, it has been tough sledding for the Blue Jays. No question about it. I do think we get run suppression tonight. This will be an official play for me. Under 8.5, minus $1.16. When you look at where we are matchup-wise, yet again, you've got a couple of pitchers in Patrick Corbin, who's actually been better. Not the strikeout machine, but has kept Toronto in games. Grant Holmes been pretty solid for Atlanta. I think that even though you've got the Braves beating Kevin Gausman yesterday, let's kind of go back towards a trend that has helped us a lot in game twos of series. I think we play an under here. And right now you can find some 8.5 still at FanDuel. It is down to 8 in most other places. So we were fortunate to get an under 8.5 at minus $1.16. Last official play for me tonight. It's been a good series so far. Let's go out west to the desert. It's the Dodgers and it's the Diamondbacks. And that matchup tonight is Shohei Ohtani and Zach Gallen. I know you're thinking, well, how could you play an over in a Shohei Ohtani start? This is more a fade of Zach Gallen and maybe a little bit of regression for Shohei, albeit I don't think it's a ton, but I will play the over 8.5, got it at minus $1.24. You love to see where these two division rivals have actually been really solid against each other. Dodgers right now, they are underwater a little bit as a road team, 14-16 to the over, but when they are a road favorite, in which they have been for all of those games, it's the exact same number. So again, just to remind people, a home underdog scenario here for Arizona, but I still think this is more of a fade of where we are taking a little more on Shohei Ohtani and then also fading Zach Gallen there for the Arizona Diamondbacks. So official plays to recap, Red Sox and Orioles over 8.5 at minus $1.29, Blue Jays Braves under 8.5, minus $1.16, and Dodgers Diamondbacks over 8.5 at minus $1.24.